Welcome to Hampton Roads Perspectives, a public service of Entercom Communications. Weekly conversations about events and people making a difference in our community.
Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm here with Alicia and Jesse from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Why don't you both introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Alicia Schulte, and I'm the Senior Campaign Manager with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
I'm Jesse Anderson. I am the Director of Light the Night Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for the Virginia chapter.
So before we get into Light the Night, let's tell our listeners a little bit about the mission of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Absolutely. So our mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, and improve the quality of life of patients and their families.
Now, Alicia, how did you personally get involved with the society?
Well, me personally, I was involved because 20 years ago, I got involved with another campaign that we do that's called Team in Training, which is where they train people to run marathons. And in exchange for that, you raise money. And through that, I actually met a friend who had a diagnosis. And unfortunately, he did pass away. So it really struck a chord with me, and I wanted to do
it. It's personal.
It's personal, and it's also personal with Jesse.
And Jesse, how did you get involved?
Yes. So back 18 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Unfortunately, 2 months after her diagnosis, she also passed away. So I got involved with Light the Night at that time in high school, and through the last 18 years as a volunteer, then obviously now as an employee, have been really able to see Leukemia and Lymphoma Society grow.
Now, what would you say are the three pillars of the LLS mission?
Well, we put our money towards three different things. The first thing is research. Since our founding, we've donated $1.3 billion towards research. Yeah. And then we support patient advocacy and patient support.
And what does the Information Resource Center do?
So the Information Resource Center, that's basically an area where patients, newly diagnosed cancer patients, go to see if they can receive financial assistance, things of that nature, get information on clinical trials, our advocacy updates, things like that. But the main goal right there is really for copay assistance.
Okay.
We have a very great program that helps people during their time of need financially.
And what are some of the patient assistant programs that are available?
So like Jesse was just saying, we have copay assistance, and that's available for patients who are eligible. And basically what that does is it bridges the gap between what insurance companies will cover and what the patient has to cover. So a lot of the times co-pays can be, let's say, 20% of your prescription drugs, but you know, cancer drugs can be up to $10,000 a month. So you're talking about $2,000 that you'd have to cover yourself. So those copay assistance programs are huge and help people pay those bills. We also have travel assistance programs that helps people get to their appointments that might not be in town. We give them, they're eligible for up to $500 two times a year to help them get, you know, to their appointments. You know, sometimes you need, you know, travel assistance like air flights, trains, stuff like that. So we help with that. We also have an urgent need program, and that's available to help people with other costs not associated with their treatment. Things like utilities that they might not be able to pay because they are putting so much money towards cancer treatments, because unfortunately cancer can be very expensive. So all of those things are free of charge to our patients.
Now, you mentioned eligibility. Who is eligible for patient assistance?
Yes. So how we gauge that is actually 500% above the poverty rate. So the scenario I always do is a person who is making an individual making $65,000 can still receive cash assistance.
Oh, okay.
And what those cash rewards go from is between $2,500 all the way up to $10,000 in a calendar year. It depends completely on the diagnosis.
But locally, how much is awarded with copay assistance, would you say?
So in the state of Virginia, so last year we gave away almost $50 million. I take that back. Last year in our state, it was about $1.6 million in copay assistance, yes, with about 2,700 patients.
What would you say is the amount, like how much has LLS donated to research since its founding?
As Alicia was saying, we've done about $1.3 billion since 1949, yes.
And where does these dollars go, like the research dollars?
Yeah, so the thing that I like to talk about, So we've made great strides, obviously, with children's cancer. So back in the 60s, it's only like a 5% survival rate for acute lymphoblastic leukemia, mm-hmm. which is the most common within children. Now it's almost 92%.
Wow.
We still have that 8% gap, right, that we're trying to close. So we also have the pediatric initiative. So we have many different initiatives. Pediatric initiative is closing that gap because that 8% is still impacting a lot of children. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know. And the thing that I, you know, always talk about is, you know, LLS or Leukemia Lymphoma Society is moving the dial with research in the fact that we have our CAR T therapy. And just kind of put that in simple terms, that is taking people's healthy T cells out of their body, re-engineering them to mm-hmm. attack that specific cancer. Wow. So this is very precise, right, mm-hmm. research and treatment. And as of now, it's obviously going towards blood cancers, but almost 50% of our research has gone to help other cancers. So they're mm-hmm. already looking at the CAR T therapy to maybe help other cancers as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really transforming.
It's incredible.
And one thing about that CAR T therapy that's really exciting is the chair of our walk. Mm-hmm. His name's Marty Einhorn. He's a local businessman, and he actually received that CAR T therapy.
Wow.
So he was going through rounds of chemo that weren't working, and he was diagnosed with a chemo-resistant mm-hmm. type of lymphoma. And so the CAR T therapy, which was in clinical trial at the time, got him into remission, which is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's really neat that we get to see actual real-life people benefiting from the research dollars that we're raising money for.
How much of every dollar goes towards the mission?
So right now we're at 79 cents per dollar that goes toward the mission. We've actually just increased that, so that's really exciting. So what that means is the majority of the money that is donated is going directly towards mission. So we're excited to have those numbers.
Now, do you mind if we get right into Light the Night and the details about this event coming up? So what is Light the Night, and when and where does it take place?
So Light the Night is our biggest fundraising program. It takes place on Saturday, October 26th at the MacArthur Center Green. So it's a night. It's an amazing night. We give everyone an illuminated lantern, and it's all about survivors. And what we're doing now is just registering people for the walk. It's a walk. It's a 1.6-mile walk. And people get registered. They form teams, and they do fundraising for us. And then the night itself is all about survivors, and it's really impactful.
Now, in regards to funds being raised at Light the Night, how are they raised?
There are ways, several ways. The easiest way that people raise money is that when they're registered, they get a website, and that website they can share with all their friends and family, and people can donate to them online, and we actually can have them connect that to their Facebook page and spread it that way. And
easy to share.
Very easy to share, yeah. So that's the easiest way to fundraise.
Now, in regards to signing up for Light the Night, how do people do that?
Yes, so they can go to lightthenight.org, and there is a search engine right there where for this event, you would just type in Norfolk, mm-hmm. it's at MacArthur Center, and simply right there, it's just register. So just asking for your name.
Easy peasy.
Very
super
simple.
Easy.
Yes. Yep, or you can stop by or give us a call, everything. Yeah, it's super easy. We make it very easy.
Now, in regards to participating, does it cost?
It does not cost, actually. It's completely free to participate, and every single person who's registered gets an illuminated lantern, so that's really exciting. So even if you aren't able to fundraise or don't find out about it until that day, you can still come and get an illuminated lantern and still participate.
How can business owners get involved?
Fantastic question. So what I do, actually, what my job is getting companies involved. So there's a few different ways that companies can get involved. The first and easiest way is just to form a team. So I go to the companies and I get the team signed up, and I can do a kickoff for them. Mm-hmm. And the teams just fundraise on their own. So it's made up of staff, and they're just doing their fundraising, and they come out. It's a great team building exercise. The next way they can get involved is, of course, sponsorship. So we're always looking for sponsors for our walk to help us out. The next way is the executive challenge. And those are just community leaders in the area that are participating and fundraising and mm-hmm. just being a a really good example and showing their staff and their friends and family that they are interested in fundraising and they're just, like I said, setting a good example. And finally, the last way is a retail campaign. So we have several retailers in the area like Burlington and Wawa and Walgreens, and they do different things at their locations to help us get the community involved as well.
Now, getting the community involved, how do they get involved?
Yes. So as I had mentioned earlier, the lightthenight.org mm-hmm. website to find the location specifically. But also we have a lot of great partnerships with many hospitals locally. So
okay.
people have to reach out to us, obviously, because of HIPAA laws and things of that nature.
Yes.
So and we also have our office down in Norfolk as well. And you can Google that.
Perfect.
And contact Alicia directly. And then from there, you know, we will meet with people individually and talk to them more about Light the Night, get to kind of learn about their story and why they want to join Leukemia Lymphoma Society's Light the Night event.
What is a champion for cures?
So a champion for cures is anyone that signs up and raises $100. So we like to look at it this way. It's just you asking 10 friends for $10. It's mm-hmm. pretty easy. It's putting that website out there, putting it on your Facebook page. And once you raise $100, you do become a champion for cure. And what you get at the walk is you get the t-shirt, the walk t-shirt, and you get the walk food. So everyone loves the t-shirt, and the food is also always amazing. So we encourage people to become a champion for cure.
Now, you mentioned the lanterns. What do the lantern colors mean?
Yes, so there is a white lantern, red lantern, and a gold lantern. The white one, we'll start with that, is for survivorship. And when we talk about survivorship, we're not just talking about blood cancer patients, right? We're very inclusive at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society because so much of our research goes to help other cancers. Mm-hmm. So this is all survivors.
Okay.
And those people actually go into the center of a field during our ceremony. And there's a beam of white light. It's a beam of hope
wow.
that goes up into the sky. And our focus, as Alicia was saying earlier, is focusing on that positive strides, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've made a lot of strides in the last 70 years with cancer research. The red lanterns are for those who are supporting people who have cancer. Those people are right around the survivors. And then gold lanterns are, as we know, people do lose their battle. And, you know, we are there to honor them. And that's what really motivates us, because our goal is to see less and less gold lanterns mm-hmm. every year.
Now, in regards to the walk, do you have to walk to participate? How long is the walk?
You absolutely do not have to walk to participate. The walk itself is pretty amazing because it takes place at night and everyone's got their illuminated lantern. But
that's
no.
what I yeah. keep like imagining that, like how beautiful
it's
it probably
very
is.
Very beautiful. Please Google it. Please check that out. There's
yes.
some amazing pictures of the event itself. So the walk is very impactful, but no, you absolutely do not have to walk. I always say, this is not an athletic event. This
mm-hmm.
is for everyone. This is for kids up to, you know, older people. It's for absolutely everyone. The walk itself is 1.6 miles, so it starts at the MacArthur Center Green. It goes down to Waterside and comes back. So it's a great, great walk with lots of great views.
And are pets allowed at the walk?
Absolutely. You guys can bring your pets. That's completely fine. It is a public area, so we have no way of preventing pets, but we welcome them for sure. Of course, you'll want to bring a leash and make sure that they're well-behaved, but yeah, pets are
as
definitely
all places.
Welcome. Yeah.
How many people are needed to form a team?
People ask me that all the time, like, oh, I don't have enough people to form a team. One person can be a team. That's fine.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
we have from one person to like hundreds of people. So there's no minimum amount to form a team. So if you're thinking about it, what some people do is they'll just sign themselves up and then they'll get teammates later. So don't even worry about that part of it.
Would you have any fundraising idea tips to give some of our listeners?
Yes. So, actually, a couple of weeks ago, we had our Man Woman of the Year Gala up in Richmond, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions I asked was, I had to do an interview with all the candidates. And the one question I asked was, what was the most impactful part of this 10-week program, right? And the number one thing, it was like it was rehearsed. Every single person said the same thing. They said the amount of people who gave and the amount of money that they gave.
Mm-hmm.
So in my personal experience, the people who raise the most money, and of course, all funds are going towards the mission, so no matter what that amount is, but the more personal the message is, the more heartfelt it is, in reaching out to your audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your church members, people in soccer, whatever you're involved with outside of your office and your regular life, reaching out to those people, sharing that heart, you know, impactful message. You never know out of those people that you're reaching out to who's else
who you
has
could
impacted.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really reaching out to a wide net. And that's really how, like, Alicia, myself, and the other employees here at the Virginia chapter have really been able to grow our event, because that's how we think.
It's like a spider web.
Correct.
That's what I think.
Exactly. Everyone is connected, and everyone is impacted by cancer. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people will say to us, well, I've never fundraised. We've been doing this for years. Not saying that we're pros, but there's nothing that we haven't done right with fundraising. But I would say that is probably the most successful one, is reaching out to those people, sending out those emails, following up, mm-hmm. things like that. People do events as well. So to, like, for kickoffs and things of that nature, may have an event at, like, a pool hall or a restaurant, things of that nature, kind of get people together. I've seen people do yard sales at churches. Well,
okay, so literally anything.
Literally.
It's, silent auctions. It's. I actually, up in our Fredericksburg market, a group of 10 women do a fashion show. And that fashion show, it's all cancer survivors.
Mm-hmm.
So that one day raises over $25,000.
Wow.
So the sky's
the limit.
Anything
you can think
Correct.
Of.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was just about to ask you, what is the most creative fundraising idea that you might have?
Which one? So
she's like,
I see everything. But no, so Marty, the one that I was talking to you about earlier, who had lymphoma, and he's now in remission because of the CAR T therapy. So he invited a band called Tower of Power.
Mm-hmm.
He invited them to come. And what he did was he invited all his friends to come to this event. So it was a private event, but there was about 600 people there. And he just asked everyone, instead of paying the price of a ticket, to just make a donation. And what he found that everyone did was actually donate way more than they would.
That's
have.
What I would expect.
Yeah.
Like, they would pay their admission or whatever, but double it or triple it
so
or
they
something.
Were all like, oh, it's a, so he billed it as a free concert, but make a donation.
Yeah.
So he raised $45,000.
Oh my gosh.
And the concert was amazing. If you've never checked out Tower of Power, I have to do a plug for that, because if Marty's listening, he's definitely going to want everyone to go check out Tower of Power. The band was amazing. And yeah, so it was a really successful event.
What is the fundraising goal for the 2019 Light the Night Hampton Roads?
We would love to raise $450,000. So last year we raised just over $360,000. So we obviously want to always improve, always better ourselves. So we think we can definitely reach that goal.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I always like to ask at the end of my interviews is if there's anything else that you would like to leave with Hampton Roads.
You can reach me at 759-3662. If anybody wants to give me a call and have any questions. But I just want to say, this is an amazing event. So please, please come out, enjoy yourself. Even if you're not sure about it, just come and check it out, because like we said, it is free to participate. And then you will see how impactful this event really is.
And Jesse, what about you?
Ditto. Absolutely. And my biggest thing is, you know, everyone's been impacted by cancer. And I think that it's a great way for a community of people who have that common thread to come together, celebrate together, and be there for one another. It's the one night where a stranger is your friend. And I think, very heartwarming. And this is my 19th year doing it. And each year it gets more and more moving. So it's an experience that I think most people should want to come to see.
If you would like more information, you could text the word light to 757-104 LIGHT to get more info on the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, as well as the Light the Night event.
This has been Hampton Roads Perspectives. If you would like to share information about an event or organization to be featured on a future program, please send us an email. The address is hrp@entercom.com. That's hrp@entercom.com, or send the information to Entercom Communications, 236 Clearfield Avenue, Suite 206, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23462. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Entercom Communications. Hampton Roads Perspectives is a public service of Entercom Communications.